it's Doc Nomia, and you're listening to Wound Liquor, and I'm sure glad to be with you. I always like to be with you, and I always like to speak with you, and I always like to heal you, and I always like to make you feel better, and I always like being here at WRCT with thee. And today we're talking about the state of sleeplessness and the wacky things that happen when you're sleepless, when you're tired and looking like you know what, and scaring people, small children, animals, and bumping into things and making stupid decisions. Like one time I was so tired that I had stopped into a Goodwill and paid their ridiculous prices for a 6-pack of tidy whitey underwear. Another time I was so tired, I was trolling on eBay and bought 6 Pez, vintage Pez dispensers for $500. $500, which I didn't have. Figured, put it on the credit card. I mean, it was just stupid stuff. And, you know, there's a thing, though, that... Well, let me tell you first. It's WRCT Pittsburgh that you're listening to. And there's a thing also, historically, with people who are excessively sleepy being consulted. Consulted because their look, their manner seems to bespeak to primitive peoples that they are somehow in tune with the cosmos and ye gods, and that they can be a portal into the future and can make wishes come true. So I think this was in like pre-Columbian society, that the sleepless ones were like shaman, you know? I mean, they were shaman. And actually, their lack of sleep was something cultivated. I mean, people, and this was by mutual agreement, people would go by their lean-tos or huts or whatever it was, and they would bang things to keep them awake, and they would kick them if they happened to look like they were snoozing, and, you know, they would do everything, again, mutually agreed upon, reciprocal arrangement, to keep those sleepers awake, so that they were sleepless and subject to visions. And so people would do that. They would consult them for, affairs of the heart and affairs of the future and ways to make, more beads and wampum and, you know, all kinds of things that, were important to that particular tribe, or, you know, certainly that particular person. So, you know, they would use these folks as oracles until they just dropped dead. I mean, they just dropped dead. They would eat, they would drink, but they were so sleep deprived that they couldn't function anymore. And so then, you know, these, I don't know if it was every single group back then, but, these dead sleepless ones, they may have called them that, the dead sleepless ones. I'm sure they had a term for these corpses. And, then they would fry them up and eat them, you know, and hope that they could consume their powers, even if it was in the smallest way, consume their powers of prestidigitation or whatever. So anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show. I always enjoy putting it together for you. And, you know, now that the school year has started, there are going to be some fine shows coming, and obviously the fine shows continuing. So something to keep your ears tuned to WRCT 88.3, WRCT.org. Now that's all I'm going to plug this station, okay? All right, we continue.
Les 7 heures du matin, choses comme talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je souffle ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore? La bleue est à mon père, la rouge est à ma mère, la jaune est à mon frère. Vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? M'aider. J'ai envie de mettre un disque pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Non, mon Shetland bleu. Mon Shetland rouge?
You are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT.
strolled out to meet Maisie in the evening light. Slim in a spin, put her on a spin. Maisie light in the hall with the remnants of the stony rush. Beyond reproach.
If they don't get it, if they don't get it, if they don't get it, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. Right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If they don't get it, 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 it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Zumbling the brain. Zumbling the brain. It's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution. Every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber. Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together.
Good evening. I hope that you enjoyed this as I had, as I enjoyed recording it for you. And I enjoy recording very much, and when I send this out, I hope that I can get some good reviews and good exposure so that I will be able to get some jobs in some establishments, excuse me, or get some recording contracts.
Who delivers your favorite premium drink? Who does your body good when hobby starts to stink? Who gets the last laugh when your boyfriend think he's slick? You're getting giddy.
Said we're getting giddy.
Shake it, shake it, you can. The Mothman will fill you up in underman. The Mothman will let you have it in the sky with the Mothman. Come on, get wild. In the chittle. Chiquito in the chittle. In the chittle. Get it when it's chilled. Who gets an off and feeds you like a cow? Who gets a little raunchy when you're getting loud? Go ahead and holler, girl, it's never been a sin. 2% is my fat. Tonight you're getting skim from the milk man. Shake it, shake it if you can. The milk man will fill you up in on demand. The milk man will let you have it in style with the milk man. Come on, get wild. In the chittle. Chiquito in the chittle. In the chittle. Get it when it's chilled.
Thank you. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I'm not sure.
It's Docanomia, and you're listening to Wound Liquor every Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for your own beneficent care in mental health and physical health and everything that makes a human intact and functional. We've been dealing with, about 15 minutes left. Please continue listening. We've been dealing with sleeplessness and the walking dream state of sleeplessness, which comes to mind. There was a great writer, Gerard de Nerval, a French writer, and he was like the prototype of the Dadaists, and I think even before Alfred Jarry, that crazy, goofy guy who created Père Ubu, not the group, which is great, but the play that Père Ubu was pulled from, was based upon. Anyway, Alfred Jarry, I'm sorry, Gerard de Nerval wrote some really weirdo stuff in a sleepless kind of dream-like state, waking dream, I guess they call it. And, again, maybe you can relate. I certainly can. I am so sleep-deprived. Anymore. Never used to be, but anymore. It's not anything that I could put my finger on. It's not anxiety. It's, you know, maybe age and needing less sleep. It's allergies, all kinds of things, but be that as it may, I'm trying to get some help for this, and hopefully you too, because it's not good for your health, it's not good for your heart, it leads to cognitive impairments, I mean down the road and even during, And you know, it has its own amusements too. I know, you know, you love the hallucinations, you love the dream state of being sleepless. But, you know, you shouldn't operate heavy machinery, you shouldn't do anything really risky. But anyway, I remember when I was in college and my friend Chet, who had sinus trouble, we had stayed up all night. We had pulled up the collegiate all-nighter and had to go to our class, which we shared. Sociology class, and feeling so exhausted, and Chet had a sinus issue, and he would go, and it kind of crept up on me because I didn't realize it was happening. We were sitting in class, and he was going. And I thought he was laughing, and I started laughing out loud, laughing so badly, I was doubling up. And the professor, she told me to leave and compose myself. Anyway, it's been a pleasure with you. I hope to see you next week, and we continue.
There was no man come over the lee, accordingly, and I said, I'm old Peggy. Mother told me to open the door, and I said, I'm old Peggy. I opened the door, and he fell on the floor with his old gray beard and shaving. Mother told me to cut him to bed, and I said, I'm old Peggy. Put him to bed and he laid like he's dead with his old gray beard and his shaving. Mother told me to wake him up and I said I'm on heaven. I waked him up and he ate like a pup with his old gray beard and his shaving.
Thank you. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.